All right, Xavier, HK Ottoman here. They're moving on to a regional final here after a 5-1 win here over Bedford here with a couple of big contributors, Riley Miller, Lucy Standerson. And Riley, just kind of start us off here. Just give us the thoughts, obviously, takeaways on this win for you all here tonight.
I mean, we knew we need to come into the game and score early, kind of crush their confidence a little and just be able to play defense against them. We knew that they were going to put the ball in play, especially with small ball. So we just need to come out here and have confidence in our defense and our offense.
So obviously they're kind of in that sixth inning there. They got a couple runners in scoring position there with no outs. They're just kind of talk about, I guess, kind of, you know, regaining the composure there, obviously, but to put out three straight runners there in that inning.
I just knew I had to come out and throw the way that I had been throwing the whole part of the game and just have confidence in my defense that if they did hit it and put it in play that they were going to defend it.
See, 800 strikeouts for your career. Talk about obviously hitting that milestone here tonight. How does that feel?
I mean, yeah, it's awesome. It's cool to have my team support me and all that. And it's just cool, I guess.
Obviously, Lucy, just kind of talk about, obviously, you guys got a couple of runs there in the first, also in the third. Talk about being able to kind of build a little bit of a cushion there early in that ball game.
Yeah, it was nice. We knew that we had to get them on, and to be able to do that so early felt good and gave us a little confidence.
See, obviously, we were one of the ones that kind of helped build that cushion. They had a two RBI. I think it was double there in that third. Just kind of talk about that hit, obviously.
I was nervous going up there, but after that, I felt good and obviously got out. But yeah, felt good.
Obviously, moving on now to a regional final here against Fremont Mills. Riley, just kind of talk about obviously getting back to a regional final here and having a chance, obviously, to try to punch a ticket to state.
I mean, yeah, we have a big opportunity here. We have the team to fulfill that opportunity and get where we want to be. And I just have a lot of confidence in our offense and our defense to put us where we need to be.
Appreciate the time, guys. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Once again, 5-1 win here for Xaria EHK Ottoman here over Bedford here in a regional semifinal. Now here with head coach Tom Peterson. Coach, just kind of start us off here. Give us the thoughts, obviously, on this win for your girls here tonight.
Well, you get to move on. You know, pregame focus wasn't very good tonight out in the cage. And it's one of the things that I had mentioned to him after the game. And Bedford played well, give him credit. But we've got to have sharper focus on Monday if we want to have any chance of going to Fort Dodge. That's for sure.
Obviously, Riley Miller had a big night for her here this evening. She had 12 strikeouts. I think she hit 800 strikeouts as well in her career today. So just talk about her performance here tonight, what she was able to do in the circle for you guys.
Yeah, Riley is Riley. She's gonna strike quite a few people out because she's got some good stuff. But I know that she'll be the first one to tell you. You know, we had a few pitches where we were up in the count, just a couple of mistakes, and obviously good teams are going to take advantage of that. But you know, special night for her when you get 800. It's a girl that is, you know, there isn't anybody that's put as much time in as what she has. You know, she pitching coach, she plays travel ball. She does it all. You know, the work ethic is there, and that's why she has success.
Obviously, she was one of the ones that had some offensive success also tonight, a couple of RBIs for her. Talk about her being able to contribute on that side of the ball also tonight.
First of all, it's kudos to Anna Larson. You know, Anna Larson both times got bunts down to move girls into scoring position at second and third, which is execution. You know, I talked about that many a times. You can't leave that many runs out there, and we did. We left girls at third and second, left girls at second, left girls at third. Next round, we can't do that. You know, Riley, she's going to put the ball in play a lot. She doesn't strike out very often, you know, and so great job with her. But, you know, like I said, the execution, Anna Larson, making sure she does that. It's one of the things we talked about afterwards.
Oh, Lucy Sanderson also had a two RBI knock there in that third to kind of build a little bit of a cushion for you guys. Talk about obviously her chipping in this evening as well.
Well, you got to have that. You know, when you've got girls in scoring position, somebody's got to step up. Lucy had a good, I think it was a base hit up the middle, if I'm not mistaken. So we just got to have more of it. Each round is going to get more difficult, and especially when you got Fremont Mills on Monday.
Obviously, I think it was the sixth inning there where Bedford had gotten a couple of runners in scoring position there with no outs, able to get three straight outs, though, to put an end to that inning. Talk about, I guess, maybe kind of, you know, kind of regaining the composure there to be able to retire that side there.
Well, I think, did Riley get a strikeout to start it off? I think they had girls at second and third, and, you know, that it's just huge with that, with her in the circle in that situation. But I think also, you know, kudos to them. If you looked at the bunt that she got down, I think it had English on it, like a pool cue. So it was a great bunt, and then the next girl put the ball over on the right side, if I'm not mistaken. So, yep, managed to battle out of it, and we're going to have to do that again on Monday.
So looking ahead to that regional final against Fremont Mills on Monday, just kind of give us a little preview, obviously, what you can, obviously, what that matchup's going to look like on Monday.
Well, just they got the best team speed that we've seen all year, hands down. I watched them up against Woodbine, so we're going to have to play our best game.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Congrats on the win.
You bet. Thank you.